Hello, everyone. I'm Rob Goodwin of YourBostonSports.com at the World Series Club of Greater Hartford. We're in New Britain, Connecticut at the VFW. And joining me is John Korn. Come on in. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Beautiful day out. We're going to see some a lot of baseball fans here today.
So we're a stone's throw from New Britain Stadium. Brian Brady, come on in. Come on in.
Have mine.
So we're stone's throw from New Britain, Connecticut. You're from Bristol, but you know New Britain pretty well, right?
I know New Britain because my daughter used to teach in New Britain for a while, and I drive through New Britain. But I Beehive Stadium is one I used to go to watch the Red Sox. After they left my wonderful town of Bristol, that was a big mistake on some politician's part, but what are you going to do? You
know? Now, Ellis Burks, who's the guest tonight at the World Series Club, played in New Britain in 1985 and 86, right? And another guest tonight is Jerry Berthiaume, who was the general manager of that team. Did you see Ellis Burks play in New Britain? Do you remember?
I don't remember so much about that. I'm not a drinker, but I have a bad memory.
And John, what are your memories at all from New Britain Stadium, you know, going to see the Red Sox in the past?
I think I saw, this is way back when I was like, I think I saw Bob Stanley there.
But that's up to 1993. It was a New Britain Red Sox.
He went from Double A to he was Ellis, but he went from Double A to the major leagues.
Right,
I believe.
Right.
He was in New Britain and then he went to the Fenway.
Wow.
This is way back. I was probably in junior high school back then.
Yeah.
So, 73, 74, something like that.
Yeah.
And then Burks, I think did he go from New Britain to Boston?
Yes. Yeah. 87.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. So can we bring in Adam? Come on in, Adam. Adam is Brian's grandson. Yeah, why don't you step right there? So you went to Fenway, what, twice this year or once?
Once.
And how did they look?
It was fun. Fun time.
Yeah.
Wish the game went better, but you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Amazing game altogether, an amazing experience.
I mean, it's great, great, great to go to Fenway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brian was asking me, you know, how do I think Ryan Bloom did this year? And I think, you know, he's executive of the year in my book. You know, how you can have a team that they had with a payroll and come in last place. Give him credit, right?
Yeah.
He deserves credit. All he can get.
But they've got a lot of decisions to be made, you know, in the off season. And one thing that I read was that Rafael Devers is projected to get about $16.9 million, which, believe it or not, may add to the flexibility that they have for the payroll. And the question is, what do they do with that? What do you guys think of Brian Brazier? Should they retain him? He's eligible as well.
I don't know why he's still there, but I think we're forgetting a minor detail here. They were absolutely decimated with injuries. You don't win a division with that many injuries.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly.
And their bullpen was horrendous.
Horrible.
So those two, if they can fix those two things, they may win the division next year.
Yeah.
So you follow the Woo Sox
a little
to
bit.
A certain amount.
A little bit. I John's been to Worcester a number of times, right?
So
About three times. I've been there about three times.
So this is the place where we go to get our future Sox players.
Yeah.
And have you seen them enough to?
Well, I saw that a kid. He made about 8 starts for the Red Sox this year.
Bale.
Okay. I saw him pitch there.
Bale, that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's hard to say.
I saw him pitch there.
But I used to follow the Dodgers that used to play in Waterbury.
Really?
The Waterbury Dodgers.
Really?
And they had the Giants used to play in Waterbury back when. They were Double-A at the same time.
Huh.
And
have you been to Worcester? Have you been to that stadium?
No, I think I know where the stadium is. I think I'm not too crazy about what I saw. Is that near the Polar complex
down
there?
Yeah, the Polar Factory
or the Polar
Distributor, yes.
So,
we call it Polar Park.
It's actually near the Table Talk Factory.
Oh.
They actually moved, the Table Talk Company moved to a new factory. They demolished the old one, but it's not far from there. And there's actually, if you're interested, you can actually buy a condo at the new Table Talk Lofts, which they're building, where the Table Talk Factory used to be.
Really?
Yeah, and they get a free pie too.
But it's like parking at Fenway. I mean, you gotta find you got to find lots that are charging. It's not as expensive, but you got to find a lot over here. There's a lot over there. It's in the middle of the city. There's no big parking. It's not convenient.
Well, yeah. The interesting thing is that if Table Talk can give out free pie, then why is the World Series Club not giving us our cake after dinner?
I don't know. We had to bring our own, right? We had to bring our own. So, how long have you been a Red Sox fan?
My entire life.
Entire life.
Yeah.
Now, so you've seen them win what? Two World Series or one?
I've seen them win a few. Like when I first, I do remember Big Poppy playing a lot. Like I think the year I really caught attention was like the year he broke his leg or something.
Do you remember Terry Francona? 07?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's ringing a bell. It's ringing a bell. I've heard the name.
So we all just saw them losing Game 7 all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when Ellis Burks was with the Red Sox, you know, they won the division in 88 and 90 and got swept by?
Oakland.
Twice. And then they won the division in 95 and got swept by?
Cleveland?
Cleveland. Cleveland. Very good. Very
good. The Indians.
So this year brings back so many bad memories of so many teams that I watch since I was brought to God's earth here. And it wasn't all the 86 years, but it was a lot of them. And I think we got spoiled. You know, we started seeing wins and a couple of years, and then they win again. And, you know, the cycle was working okay. We're not going to win them all, but we're in the playoffs and everything. To see them come in last place, I'm looking to find fault with something. Something is not working. Whether it's the injuries or something, well, that's part of it, but what can I say?
I think Red Sox fans are spoiled, like you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
The Indians have had far more heartbreaks in the last 30 years than the Red Sox fans ever did.
Yeah.
1986 was a nightmare. But other than that,
I remember that.
You know, they just weren't good enough to win.
I saw the Mets play at the Astros down at I guess it was Shea Stadium, probably.
Do you remember about 10 years ago? It was maybe more now. Willie Randolph was the manager. The Mets lost. The Mets blew a 7-game lead in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Red Sox fans think that they're the only team in the world sometimes. There's a lot of horror stories all over the American League and National League that are just as bad as the Red Sox.
Well, I'll conclude with this. I mean, they need to, this is not a surprise, they need to do much better against their own division.
What caused all these injuries, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd love to know that.
You think it's conditioning? You think they're just not getting the right conditioning?
They have this great throwing program in the offseason for pitchers. I guess you'll find out when, you know, if the training staff all gets fired and they get a new team doctor, then you'll find out if there's anything there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have to get much better against their own division, and they don't play their own division as much with the balanced schedule now. You know, they used to be, 19 times.
And they need
now,
a bullpen.
Yeah, now I think it's 12.
The bullpen was absolutely hideous.
You get a much better bullpen, and you just, like, get it, like, tightened and better. It could be a solid season next year.
Yeah, most of their losses were in the 8th, 9th, and 10th inning.
Yeah.
You know, they must have lost 50 games in the later innings.
I mean, I want to give credit to some of the young pitchers, Cutter Crawford, Brian Bayo, Kyle Ord, did okay at times.
And
without those guys to fill in that rotation.
We'll fall off his bicycle again.
Well, I think they all fell off their tricycle. All right, so we're going to conclude with this one thing. So, Adam, you got to say one thing. I'm going to whisper in here what it is, okay? Ready?
Hi, Mom.
There we go.
Go ahead. I want everybody to check out my new shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Who do we got?
Waterbury guy.
The Waterbury guy.
Nice.
And I got that from my son-in-law and my nephew on a certain birthday I had, and they took me to Fenway. And after they had asked me a couple of months before, who's your favorite player? But I started to say Poppy, and I said, you know what? I really like a guy that played from Waterbury, my hometown, and Jimmy Pearsall, and I don't know how they got this shirt, but they had it custom made for me.
And that pitching coach, what was his name? He was from Waterbury.
Dave Wallace.
And Dick McAuliffe was from Southington. Remember Dick McAuliffe?
Yeah. And Dave Wallace pitched with a guy by the name of Ron DiIorio. Pitched for the Phillies.
I know Ron DiIorio.
Do you really?
I was a title searcher, and he was an appraiser. I would see him in the Waterbury Town Hall all the time.
I went to buy a house, and he was the agent showing the house to me. I said, "Oh, But yeah. I like Ronnie too. They're both. He and Dave were in the same class.
He came up with Mike Schmidt. Obviously, Mike Schmidt went a lot farther than he did, but he came up with. He was in the same minor league.
Okay.
He was
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Really? Excellent.
I never knew that.
Ron DiOrio.
They went to Sacred Heart, which was where I went. Unfortunately, after 99 years.
And Rob Dibble was from Suddington.
Suddington, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, small world, right?
Very small.
Well, it's been a pleasure with Adam. Brian, thanks as always. No, he's not.
No.
Mr. Korn, looks like we'll have a good night. Hopefully some good questions for Ellis Burks and Jerry Berthium. So thanks for watching, everyone. Check us out on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and get involved. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.